the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and save such as thus have a contrite spirit. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, we're of glory forever. Amen. Behold, I send you out as sheep amidst the wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child. And children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved.
Glory be to God
sins through saving and life-giving sufferings, who breathed into the face of his disciples and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, are retained now also, our Master. You have given grace to your holy apostles, to those who for a time labor in the peace in your holy church, to bind them loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, love of mankind. For your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, all of us who bow our heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, willingly or unwillingly, through anguish of heart, whether in deed or in word of faint-heartedness, O Master, who knows the weakness of men as a good one, lover of mankind, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, absolve us, and all your people. Fill us with your fear. Straighten for us your holy goodwill, for you are God, and the glory, the honor, the meaning, and the worship are due unto you. With your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times and to the ages of all ages. Amen.
Jesus, be free. Thank you.